This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Literally, just minutes ago, before we come on the air here, I'm watching what this judge is doing to Donald Trump. He's trying to humiliate him now in his courtroom. This is a puny, local elected Democrat hack judge who should have dismissed this outrageous case a long time ago. Issues a gag order, makes provocative statements directed at the former president. He's moving at breakneck speed. You know, picking juries, normally it doesn't take 3 days. It takes a long time. He should have recused. He should have moved the venue to another location, but he hasn't done anything because he doesn't want to. And so this is a setup. All these cases are set up. And that includes the document case. I'm sorry, I disagree with the other legal analysts on this issue. I think that's another outrage, particularly given what Biden did and he gets a pass. I've spent my life studying history, especially American history. My family has fought for this country. We are great patriots that go back many generations. I've had family members tell stories about their histories. We thank God for America. As a young teenager, my buddy Eric and I would repeatedly go to Independence Hall, study as much as we could about America's founding, the Declaration, the Constitution, and everything in between and around. This has been my life. Radio, TV, book writing. No. No. Understanding liberty, power, understanding what makes man tick, why America, of all the places, since the beginning of mankind, was the place blessed by God to be the greatest nation on the face of the earth. The men who did it, the men who fought for it and died for it, the Revolutionary War, brave, brave men, brave, brave men. Every war thereafter, every battle thereafter, to preserve what? To preserve America. And I'm sitting here and watching this take place in Manhattan, just as we watched what Letitia James did, just as we watch what Fannie Willis has done, just as we watch what Jack Smith has done and Merrick Garland has done, just as we watch all these corrupt, ideologically driven judges. The press. I wrote an entire book on the history of the press in America. Completely corrupted. Tyrannical. A one-party press. I've studied thoroughly the Democrat Party. That's my last book. The Democrat Party Hates America. I come to the conclusion because it is a party that has never, ever, ever accepted the American experiment. Party of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and eugenics. Now the party of Marxism and Islamism and anti-Semitism. I see what's happening. You see what's happening. Maximum interference with this election, just as there was maximum attempts at a coup against Trump from the moment he got elected, even before he got elected. The FBI, our intelligence agencies, unleashed under Obama and Biden to take out a presidential candidate? Funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign? A ruling class that is self-serving, contemptible, and incompetent, except when it comes to defending their own largesse and power? We have an open border. That's man-made. That is destroying our country. Our public school systems have been destroyed by the Democrat Party and their unions. The nuclear family, morality, ethics, parental rights, all under attack, all on defense. Women's sports destroyed. The civil rights movement being taken over by the civil rights Marxist movement, a.k.a. civil rights Marxism. We see in the blue states efforts to use the 14th Amendment to prevent Donald Trump from even being on the ballot. That's a first. Regardless of what anybody says, in the 2020 presidential election, we saw secretaries of state, Democrat governors, Democrat county commissioners, Democrat precinct workers and ward leaders change elections, change the rules. Held up by the courts, Democrat courts, to prevent voter ID, voter signatures, dates on absentee ballots, to permit voter harvesting, that is counting votes after the fact. And I'm supposed to sit here and say it's all perfectly normal. As the greatest country on the face of the earth is being devoured by the American Marxists and their party, the Democrat Party, with the full-throated support of their corrupt media. Now, let me say this, and I mean it. It'll be taken out of context, and I don't really care. I will never support, ever, ever, the election of Joe Biden as president of the United States. I will never support it, ever. As we watch, they destroy the justice system. Democrat judges, Democrat Soros prosecutors. I will never, ever acknowledge Joe Biden as president of the United States when those numbers come in, any more than they have accepted Donald Trump as president of the United States the first time around, or, God willing, should he win this time around. They're already preparing the riots. They're already preparing the resistance movements. They're already preparing more impeachments. They're already preparing criminal investigations. They started it, and they have no intention of stopping it. The Democrat Party threw in with the slave owners. It represented them. It fought for them during the Civil War. It hasn't changed. It just changes uniforms from time to time. The Democrat Party is a thoroughly Jew-hating, anti-Semitic party today. It is a party that abuses black voters in this country. It is a party that abuses Hispanic voters in this country. It is a party that uses minorities and then throws them away after the election cycle is done. It is a party that does not believe in freedom, private property rights, the principles enshrined in the Declaration, our founding document. It's a party that believes in economic socialism and cultural Marxism. It is a party that embraces Islamicism, Hamas, the PLO, Iran. It is a party who keeps promoting a man for president of the United States who has sold out to the communist Chinese. There's a party that hates law enforcement, local law enforcement. It is a radical extremist party, an umbrella entity for all the miscreants and malcontents and reprobates in this society. It destroys, it doesn't build. It burns, it doesn't develop. Takes peace in the Middle East and turns it into war. It takes good race relations that had taken place in this country and shreds it. There is no way in hell that I could ever accept Joe Biden as president. You see what's happening at Columbia University. It's happening again today. It happened yesterday. Joe Biden hasn't said a word. Joe Biden hasn't said a word about anti-Semitism in the last many months. Why? Because his party's funding it. Dark money. Dark money. Who the hell do you think's paying for those tents, for those signs, for the websites, for the organizations? Multi-billionaires, Democrats, through dark money organizations that operate in the shadows and then fund other groups. We know this for a fact. And by the way, I will expose it in great detail over the weekend. I've spent morning, noon, and night working on this. You need to see it. I've told you before, if you hate Israel, you hate America. If you hate America, you hate Israel. And that's exactly what's going on in the streets. Suddenly, light bulbs are going off after you and I have talked about this for month after month after month after month. You're seeing a fusion of American Marxists and Islamists. That's what you're seeing. Obama could not import enough people from the Middle East into this country. Look it up. The border is wide open now to fundamentally alter this nation. Not because of people of color and all the rest of that crap. Because they are importing different cultural beliefs into this country. People that have no ties to the American founding. People that have no ties to the Constitution. Representative government, all the rest. They've destroyed the methodologies by which we assimilate people into this country. Our public schools and our colleges, that's the way we assimilated people into this country. And people are coming into this country from every corner of the earth who have no ties and want no ties to the American culture. It's a sure way to destroy America. And they know it. And Democrats of the past knew it. Ralph Abernathy, Martin Luther King's right-hand man, he knew it. Cesar Chavez, the head of the farm workers union, he knew it. Walter Mondale, Eugene McCarthy, they knew it. Arthur Schlesinger Jr., he knew it. Governor Dick Lamb of Colorado, he knew it. Everybody knows it. But God forbid if you stand up to it or any of this. The reason Donald Trump is facing a Soviet-style, relentless, multiple prosecution in four different jurisdictions at exactly the same time with 91 charges is because he dared to stand up to it. Christie didn't stand up to it. Haley didn't stand up to it. Hogan didn't stand up to it. Romney didn't stand up to it. They're part of it. Because Trump stood up to it. I don't care whether you like him or like all his policies. He's paying the price. They're destroying his businesses. They're bankrupting him. They're trying to put him in prison. 91 charges in four different jurisdictions, three of which are massively Democrat. What's the likelihood you come out of that unscathed? With Democrat-elected hack judges and Democrat-appointed hack judges in Washington. This isn't an insurrection. The insurrection's over by the Democrat Party. This is punishment now. Punishment. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
I look at these institutions. I look at the media, MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, which has been a sleazy operation for over a century. Same with the Washington Post. I look at the fools that work for these entities, these corporations that hate our country. These various fools and buffoons who are hosts on MSNBC and CNN. I just look at this and I think to myself, do you understand what you're doing? Do you understand you're attempting to disenfranchise half the country? Do you understand that? As they try to destroy Donald Trump and try to derail Robert Kennedy Jr. to clear the field for Joe Biden? I'll be right back. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, the great one.
The great one, Mark Levin.
Dial in now, 877-381-3811.
This is exactly what I mean from the Business Insider. A top House Democrat wants to remove Trump's Secret Service protection if he's sent to prison. Now, what he's saying there is he wants Trump to be murdered in prison. He wants Trump to be murdered in prison. The former president is entitled to Secret Service protection for life. Representative Benny Thompson, former chairman of the House January 6 committee, introduced legislation today that would strip Trump of Secret Service protection if he's sentenced to prison. So you see, it's all set up. Get him convicted. We've got our jurisdictions and our venues. We've got our judges. We've got our prosecutors. We have our juries. Get him convicted. Not above the law. That's the line they always use. But, of course, this isn't the law, ladies and gentlemen. This is totalitarianism. And look how excited the Democrats are about what they've done. Look at them. Look at these bastards. And so they would strip him of his Secret Service protection and send him to a federal prison where he'd be murdered. Or a state prison where he'd be murdered. This is Benny Thompson. This is what the Democrat Party is. Democrat Party caused a civil war in this country. Over 700,000 dead. Democrat Party partnered with the Ku Klux Klan. Post-Civil War, right up into the 50s and 60s. That is the 1950s and 60s. Democrat Party supported eugenics against black people. I can go on and on. On and on. Yes. So, Benny Thompson has an idea. Strip him of his Secret Service where he knows he would be murdered. This is the same chairman, the same committee that destroyed evidence. Lots of it. Now you tell me how this is different from any totalitarian regime what's taking place. You tell me. Tell me. The Constitution's impeachment clause was obliterated just a few days ago. In really an hour's time, to protect Joe Biden and his henchman, Mayorkas, so they can continue to have open borders, defy federal law, defy the Constitution. Are you not shocked that there aren't more people speaking out against this? Even Democrats? Do you see what's happening in our streets? This is the time for patriots to speak up. They hire more IRS agents. The FBI is more powerful than ever before. They're monitoring American citizens. They're doing their very best to censor information they oppose on private social media platforms. What else do you need to know? They're going after the Catholic Church, which means they'll go after any religious institution. They're going after parents. They're sending SWAT teams to get pro-lifers, including senior citizens, and throw them in prison? Because how dare they protest at abortion clinics? Well, if you're a pro-lifer, where the hell else are you going to protest? At a 7-Eleven? Meanwhile, their protesters, wow, they're just having a blast. They're having a blast, you know. Anyway, I want to tell you the story of David and Goliath. David and the giant. Israel's David and Iran is Goliath the giant. Israel is surrounded on all fronts and backed up against the Mediterranean Sea. It is surrounded now, right now, by terrorists. It is David versus Goliath. That's Iran. Iran is Goliath. The Valley of Elah, two armies were poised for battle. Excuse me, with nothing but a hill separating them. I want to thank Chabad.org for this. The larger of the two was the Philistines. They were well-armed, too. The smaller one was that of Saul, of the Jews, king of the Jews, King Saul. Suddenly, a Philistine giant, Goliath, appeared on the hill. His words came roaring down like thunder. "I challenge any one of your miserable army, king or slave, to fight a duel with me," he said. "The victor will make his nation victorious, and the other nation will surrender." The sight of the fierce giant, 12 feet tall, towering over the hill, clad in armor and iron and brass from head to foot, filled the Jews with great terror. There's not a single man in the Jewish camp who dared accept the challenge. Day after day, for 40 days, this mighty giant, Goliath, appeared on the hill to repeat his challenge morning and evening, and without getting any reply, he proceeded to mock and jeer the Jews and their God. "Your God is a man of war," he said. "Let him come and do battle with me." That was his favorite sneer. The whole valley re-echoed with the thunderous laughter of the Philistines. Among the armed forces of King Saul were David's three older brothers, Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah. David was told to stay home to tend to his father's flock. And with his youthful age and poetic soul, David was not regarded as a warrior at all. One day, Yishai ordered David to take some provisions to his brothers on the battlefield. Now, David had heard of the great humiliation his people were suffering daily from that fearful giant. And his heart was filled with a burning desire to kill the giant and restore his people's pride and faith. When he came to the camp and witnessed the painful scene and the mortification of his people, he decided to take up the challenge, little David. Just then, he heard some of the men in the camp discuss the rewards and honor which the king would bestow upon Goliath's victor. Riches, the hand of the royal princess, and permanent release from taxation. David grew angry. He said, "Why not any Jew destroy this Goliath, not for the sake of riches or for the hand of the king's daughter, but simply to defend and sanctify God's name and the pride of his people, which this arrogant villain dares to defile?" His words, spoken with much feeling, made the group look up at him. They answered him, "Of course, any Jew would do that if he were able to. We were merely mentioning the reward as a matter of fact," they said. David's older brother, however, became impatient with the shepherd lad who spoke such lofty words. "Why don't you return to your sheep?" he said to his younger brother. The next moment, one of the king's adjutants came up to David and told him that the king wanted to see him. David followed him, and the next moment he stood before the king. The king's face was pale with sorrow and anxiety, and seeing David, King Saul recalled how the young shepherd had been first introduced to him as a man who knows how to play the harp, a fine warrior, wise and handsome, and God is with him, and how David's sweet music quickly eased his troubled mind. Could this lad be the unnamed person whom the prophet Shmuel declared to be the next king of Israel? "Do you think you could take up Goliath's challenge and defeat him?" asked King Saul. "No man could defile God's name and get away with it," David replied. "I trust in God to fight the battle for me." "But what chance have you, an inexperienced young man, against a tough and seasoned warrior, a giant at that? God has never forsaken me in the time of need. Once, as I was tending my father's sheep, a lion attacked my flock and made off with a lamb. I gave chase and saved the lamb from his very teeth. When the beast charged at me, I slew him with my bare hands.
The same thing happened again with a hungry bear attack my flock. Surely, God, who protected me when I went to save a lamb, will protect me when I go to save the dignity and fate of my people. In a fight with a vicious heathen who dared profane God's holy name. You're a brave lad, King Saul said. You have my permission to go, and may God bless you and grant you success. Saul then took off his own armor and shield and blade, gave them to David, who put them on. He also offered David his royal sword. David was soon dressed in full armor, and King Saul was amazed at seeing how well his suit fit. David, though no other man, was a match for Saul's splendid figure. Once again, the thought crept into Saul's mind, is this lad destined to take my place? Well, David detected a feeling of apprehension and envy in Saul's eyes and hastened to dispel it, pretending to feel that the weight of the armor was too much for him. David said, I am not used to such armor. God shall be my shield and my strength, and these will be my weapons. So saying, he took his staff and slingshot with five smooth little pellets, that is, pebbles, and went to meet the giant. When Goliath saw his adversary, he was overcome with surprise and disdain. He said, I am a dog that you have come to beat me with a cane? Look at my armor. My helmet is of solid brass. My coat of mail weighs 5,000 shekels of brass. The shaft of my spear is like a weaver's beam, and my spear's head is made of 600 shekels of iron. You come with a cane? You come with your sword, spear, and shield? But I come in the name of Almighty God, said David, whom you have defiled. You will soon lie defeated at my feet, and all the world will know that there is a God in Israel. David's words rang through the valley, while both opposing armies held their breath. Goliath then moved forward to kill David with one blow, but found himself stuck as if he were nailed to the ground. He wanted to raise his spear, but found that his arm would not obey him. At that very moment, David let a stone fly from his sling. Swift as an arrow it flew, and true to its mark. The next moment the giant's huge body lay prostrate upon the ground, his forehead crushed by the sharp little stone that struck it and pierced his head. David ran up to the giant and stood upon his body. Having no sword of his own, David drew the giant's sword and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. King Saul's armies, regaining their confidence and courage, pursued them with might and main. It was a great and lasting victory. David thereupon became the greatest national hero. David killed Goliath, the giant. He would later become king, King David, one of the greatest Jewish kings of all time. You've heard of the city of David at the feet of Jerusalem. The city of David came first. There's a tremendous amount of archaeological activity taking place there to demonstrate, to prove that there was a city of David. And it is beyond discussion, beyond debate. When you look at Iran, Iran is Goliath. There are over 200 million Arabs / Palestinians that surround Israel that has a total of 13 million people, 7 million of whom are Jewish. Approximately half of the Jews remaining in the world live in Israel. But for all the genocidal attacks on the Jews, from the earliest days, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Romans, up to Hitler and so forth. Dory Gold, a scholar, tremendous thinker, told me and told you on my radio show several years ago that there would be as many Jews in the world as there are Chinese. But today they're a tiny, tiny percentage of the planet's population. That said, the Babylonians are gone. The Persians are gone, the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire is gone, the Philistines are gone, and the Jews survive. Oh,
And the Third Reich is gone too. Iran is Goliath. They have Israel surrounded. There are 200 million people, many of whom hate the Jewish state that's surrounded. Monarchs, military dictators, Islamo-Nazi imams. Keep that in mind when we use the oppressor-oppressed Marxist model. Israel's a tiny country with a tiny population, but it is David. And they're not going anywhere. And they demonstrated the other night that at any time, day or night, holiday or no holiday, they can destroy the state of Iran with pinpoint accuracy. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Israel is very lucky to have a man like Benjamin Netanyahu at the helm. That's why he's under attack by the Marxist Islamists and our Democrat Party here in America and their surrogates in Israel. It's typical of great leaders. Churchill, Thatcher, Reagan, Trump. Under constant attack. People disloyal who surround them. Who sell them out. A media. Ancient media would be word of mouth, pamphlets, things of that sort, in a modern technological media like we have today. Smearing them, undermining them, doubting them. And when it's all said and done, these are why they're considered the greatest that mankind has ever brought forward. Netanyahu understands David versus Goliath. He also understands Churchill. He understands what he's up against. He understands Biden is worse than Neville Chamberlain. I'm speaking for myself. I'm projecting. This is his moment. This is our moment, America. We've got to defend this country for our children and our grandchildren, or we're going to lose it. We'll be right back.
This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We have a fantastic two programs, Life, Liberty, and Levin, this week, and brand new shows, as I am back from Israel. Tomorrow night's show,
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. You know the times. I hope you're DVRing the show just in case. You can set up your DVR now, you know. We're going to have as our first guest, Tom Cotton, to discuss all these issues with our military and foreign policy. Second guest, William Schar, who was one of President Trump's lawyers and a fantastic lawyer. I feel like we discovered him, and he's running also for the seat of Attorney General in the state of Missouri. And in my opening statement, which will go on, I'm thinking about almost 20 minutes, I'm going to go into great, great detail about who is funding these anti-Semites, these Marxists, these Islamists. And you know some of it because I've discussed some of it here, but you don't know all of it because I didn't know all of it, but I know it now. And it's very, very important. And I'm hoping you will watch it and then spread the word and help educate as many people as you possibly can. Sunday's show is also going to be fantastic. And we'll have a great, great opportunity there. We're going to have former U.S. Attorney Brent Tolman. He was U.S. Attorney from Utah. And Rich Goldberg on Iran. And, of course, my opening statement then, too, which I don't think you're going to want to miss. Now, just so you get a feel for this, typically these programs are put together on a Thursday and a Friday. But because I got back to the United States Wednesday morning, both programs were prepared today. And just to give you a little inside information, that means from 6:30 in the morning, as I prepare my opening statements, nobody else does, I do it. And we finish about 3:30 in the afternoon. So you'll see 40 minutes on Saturday, 40 minutes on Sunday. I've spent 9 hours. No, I don't expect applause. I'm just explaining that some people walk into a studio, I'm sure this happens at MSNBC and CNN, stuff's written for them, they have writers, it goes up on a monitor, and they read it. I don't read off a monitor. I have my own notes and my own thoughts. If I'm going to get information from a source, I'll tell you the source, and I might read from the source. On the air, it's all exquisitely transparent. All of it. And that's why I think you come to watch it or DVR the program. I hope you will Saturday and Sunday night. We talk a lot about our colleges and universities, what what they're producing. This has been a focus of ours on this program for 20 years. I've called them over the course of the many years, the last vestiges of Stalinism. Our colleges and universities have been penetrated by foreign governments. As you know, Qatar has spent billions on programs, classes and all the rest of it, and colleges and universities that are money hungry, that have had an effect on influencing the ideology of our kids, our students. Qatar is a terrorist regime that supports terrorism, but spends billions of dollars every year buying favor in the West, buying politicians, buying special interest groups, buying businesses, contributing $5 million to the, good God, Medal of Honor Memorial Fund. It camouflages itself in tennis tournaments and golf tournaments. And yet it's the main funder, along with Iran, of Hamas and terrorism. Did you know that? Gives safe haven to the leaders of Hamas in Qatar, which explains why Blinken and Biden love Qatar. Our universities are filled with Marxist and Islamist tenured professors. Filled with them. And they have a neat hiring system. Faculty always has a say in new hires. And they obviously are very incestuous about it. They hire people of like mind, like ideology. Often people they know that come out of the same backgrounds and universities. I wrote about that at length. As I point out in American Marxism, academia is overpopulated by radical tenured professors, too many of whom preach sedition. I also showed that in my prior book, Plunder and Deceit, of hundreds of college and university faculty in 2006, quote, 80% were found to be solidly left, while well over half were being extreme left, and one in five professors in the social sciences self-identified as Marxist. That was 15 years ago. Or right now, that was 18 years ago. Imagine how much worse it is today. In my book, Plunder and Deceit, I noted studies showing that there is an incestuous network of graduates from the top departments in different fields who hire fellow alumni as they move into the highest positions in departments at other colleges and universities to ensure and promote ideological groupthink among the faculty. The corrupt manner in which taxpayer-subsidized college and university faculties are recruited, hired, paid, and tenured must be broken up. By whom? By the state legislatures. The state legislatures are the primary governmental sources of funding for colleges and universities, and in some cases the primary source, that is, state taxpayers. Yet they do little to monitor or influence how most of the funds are spent on these campuses. Colleges and universities have become empires unto themselves, insisting on immunity from substantive monitoring and oversight, while using the freedom granted such institutions under the First Amendment and the doctrine of academic freedom to silence nonconforming voices, whether they be professors, students, outside speakers, etc. So the time is long overdue when legislatures and governors must be pressured, particularly in Republican states, to take immediate actions to rein in the despotic aspects of these institutions which use their liberties to destroy ours. In fact, the practice of tenure should be eliminated altogether for professors. Altogether. There's no legitimate or rational basis for the extreme ideological and political lopsidedness of college and university faculties in numerous departments. And there's no good reason why taxpayers should pay Marxists to teach generations of students, and I would add Islamists, to hate their country, protect them from scrutiny and accountability, and provide them with lifetime job security with tenure. This academic cabal is free to relentlessly advance its ideological causes and effectively control America's college and university campuses. It is they and their administrators who have destroyed academic freedom and free speech. Indeed, if academic freedom and free speech truly existed on these campuses, the few professors who do not conform to the radical left majority ideology and even dare to question it would not be threatened, subjected to cancel culture, and have their careers ruined. Students and student groups that defy the campus Marxists would not be harassed, and defy the Islamists would not be violently attacked. Guest speakers of all views would be welcome rather than pro-American speakers being shouted down and chased off campus by angry mobs. Commencement speakers would be more representative of the greater society. As so many of America's college and university departments have become Marxist and Islamist-oriented indoctrination mills, it is not surprising that Democratic politicians like Senator Bernie Sanders have proposed free college tuition and eliminating student loans as a way to encourage more young people to attend colleges and universities. Or Joe Biden, unconstitutionally, with a wave of a crooked finger,
conferring almost $1 trillion so far in student forgiveness to these same students in order to buy their fealty. And yet it's still not enough. Still not enough as college costs, spending, tuition skyrocket beyond all reason. And despite the enormous expenditure of taxpayer dollars to subsidize these schools, their ideological inbreeding appears to immunize most of them from regularized, sustained, and thorough oversight and inspection, certainly by Democrats who control Congress and various state legislatures. But state legislatures that do not condone the transformation of these institutions and their huge price tags should immediately begin to claw back future funding from these schools and demand academic and financial accountability. Again, the power of the purse is a crucial means by which to check these increasingly out-of-control institutions. Since the Biden administration is actually giving cover to colleges and universities that accept untold millions of dollars in foreign subsidies and donations, including communist China and Qatar, China has established Confucius Institutes throughout America academia. And despite the Senate's recent action tightening controls on these funds, state legislatures must be pressured by you to compel these schools to report the receipt of these funds from any foreign governments, particularly enemy governments like Qatar and communist China. China and other countries are using these funds to buy favorable and supportive propaganda and coursework for their repressive regimes. Should colleges and universities refuse to comply, state legislatures should slash their funding. Slash their funding. Let me suggest also in a footnote, students obviously have a stake in their own education. If a college, if a department head, if a professor is abusing his role and turning the classroom into a regular indoctrination seminar in support of Marxism and Islamism, the student should demand that the college or university refund his costs. Even join with like-minded students and object to the propagandizing, and perhaps even consider litigation as a class or individually, along commercial lines, for false advertising, bait and switch, and all the rest. It's time to fight back. The culture, piece by piece, needs to be taken back. Academia is one of the major areas. Academia, media, and entertainment. These are very, very important areas. And it's not just those three, but those are a big deal. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
What a coward this guy Blinken is, coward Biden. Blinken, does Blinken ever stay home? He's enjoying this. He's flying all over the world, treated as some kind of conquering king himself. A lightweight, radical left ideologue who hates his own country. Despises his own country. McCain was right, a very dangerous man.
And here he is at a news conference at the G7 meeting in Italy today. Cut to go.
On the first question, the reports that you've seen, I'm not going to speak to that, except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
Oh, okay. Your hands are clean. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry, Biden. Don't worry, Biden's Pentagon. Your hands are clean. Oh, we weren't involved in anything. And they're proud of that. Now, more information has come to light. Israel's missiles hit their sites with pinpoint accuracy. 100% accuracy. And they came within an eyelash of taking out defensive structures around Iran's nuclear site, about 200 miles outside of Tehran. Which means Israel was sending a message. You screw with us one more time, despite Biden's pressure, Germany's pressure, despite Britain's pressure, despite the G7, despite the American media, despite the self-hating left within my own country, despite it all, I'm going to crush you bastards. That was the plan on Monday. To pulverize them. To pulverize them. But part of the cabinet wouldn't go along with it, apparently. Gantz sits in on this cabinet. He's the head of a putative party in Israel, a very weak party, but nonetheless, he's recreated himself as center-right when he's center-left. He's also a very low IQ general. And that, of course, is what the Biden administration wants. He's their guy. That's why he's in the war cabinet. That's why he's announced in September they're going to seek new elections. He's going to fall out and demand them because Biden is giving him his orders. It's sick. It's sick how people will turn on their own prime minister and on their own country this way. Happens here. But there's some bad news for Biden and Gantz and all the rest of them. Polls are showing that Benjamin Netanyahu is closing the gap now between himself and Mr. Gantz, and that the Likud party, out of 120 Knesset members, the Likud party is really only potentially 10 seats behind. The gap is closing. The gap is closing, despite all the efforts of Biden and Blinken, Schumer, Thomas Friedman, the other slime balls, despite all their efforts. The American media, the Islamists, the Marxists, Bernie the Red, the Squad, his numbers are rising. That's the way it works. You're a great commander-in-chief. And in this respect, his career really is not perfectly parallel to, but more parallel than not, of Winston Churchill, his great hero. I'll be right back. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
Mark Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
I told you I would be discussing this in pieces. That is what I saw. The City of David, my family and I. And we are putting together specials on this for Blaze TV, so you can enjoy it as well. And so for the past 100 years, archaeologists have made important discoveries in the City of David, where King David, of whom I just spoke, established the capital of Israel more than 3,000 years ago. Now one of its most important sites, the Pool of Siloam, is being uncovered for the world to see. The pool is located at the bottom of the City of David, and is famous for events in Bible times that occurred in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The site is where all the Jewish people would gather three times a year for Pentecost, Tabernacles, Passover to immerse, spiritually cleanse themselves in the pool before the pilgrimage up to the temple. And one of the Jews who was known to do that was Jesus. And you're going to get to see this. It's sort of a tunnel now, but it wasn't then. But you're going to see the path. The real path. Nothing added to it. You're going to see these huge blocks of limestone that make the flooring and the staircase. And they have made extraordinary progress. They're down to the pool. And then once they finally finish that aspect, from the pool to the temple, they're going to widen it. How far? Well, as far as it is. Wherever it goes. The City of David. We were there. We took our camera there. It was amazing. I couldn't stop staring at the wall. That is where the archaeologists kept chipping away and will keep chipping away. And I pulled a piece of pottery out of it. Obviously, it all belongs to the State of Israel. I'm just saying, I saw a piece of pottery, pulled it out, and it was filled with artifacts. And I touched the sand or dirt with my hand as it would crumble to the floor. And I said to my wife, "This is over 3,000 years old. Over 3,000 years old. Touch it. Touch it." I touched the limestone, huge blocks of limestone on the floor. The miracle of how this place was built. You touch it. You're living the Bible. Right there in the City of David, which is at the foot of the City of Jerusalem. The City of David came first. And before the City of David, there was Shiloh in Judea and Samaria. There it is. It's right there. Just as the Bible said it was. Just as the Bible describes it. I'm not an expert on the Bible. I'm not an expert on Christianity or Judaism. But I soak up history. And there you stand, in ancient history. Ancient history for Jews and Christians. There you are. It's right there. And we will take you on a little bit of that tour. As Mr. Executive Producer David Paterush, my right-hand TV man, just as Rich Cement is my right-hand radio man. And all other causes, I suppose, Rich. But you all are going to be absolutely jaw-dropped to the floor. It reinforces everything you know, or should know, about your own ancestry. Those of you who are Jewish and Christian. Then, when you go to the Western Wall, see, there was a first temple that was destroyed by the Babylonians. And the Jews were expelled for a long, long time, well over 1,000 years. Then there was a second temple built on the same site, the second temple. The second temple, attacked by the Romans, in a bloodbath that lasted 5 years. Finally breached the walls, slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Jews. This was my point earlier in the program about how many Jews would actually exist today, but for all these genocidal activities by their enemies. In fact, the story goes that the Romans would build the crosses and line the road leading to the temple with Jews who were hammered to the crosses like Jesus for miles and miles and miles. They actually ran out of wood, forestry in the surrounding areas, because they had tortured and slaughtered so many Jews. Islam would come hundreds and hundreds of years after Christianity, which came hundreds and hundreds of years after Judaism. The holiest place in the Jewish faith is called the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount, which is right there in Jerusalem, right there where the old temple was. And while the Jews were expelled from their own homeland, that being the holiest of all their sites, somebody decided to build a mosque right on that site, Mr. Producer. And so that's what happened. A mosque was built on the holiest of the Jewish sites, on the Temple Mount. And obviously it was done intentionally. Today, Israelis, or Jews, period, Christians, are not free to simply walk to the Temple Mount where the mosque is. In fact, they're not allowed to without permission and without proper security. They're not allowed, as a matter of routine or course, to go into the mosque. And that mosque is protected by the Israeli military and police. The Palestinians claim the mosque is theirs, even though there weren't Palestinians back then. But as Muslims, they claim it. After the Six-Day War in 1967, when the Israelis fought to take back their capital of Jerusalem from the Jordanians and other Arabs, they took back the Temple Mount. But General Moshe Dayan, some of you may recall, he had the eye patch. He decided on his own. He decided on his own that it would not be returned to the Jewish people. And so while they took most of Jerusalem back, they left the Temple Mount protected by the Israeli army, but not to be returned to the Jewish people, their holiest site. And that's the status today. That's the status today, the Temple Mount. So you'll see people praying at the Western Wall. You can step back. You can see the Temple Mount. You can see the mosque, which Muslims now call their third holiest site, their third holiest site in their religion, the first holiest site of the Jews. You can see it. It's actually quite attractive. But that is ancient history. That is modern history. You're going to see it all. The wall, the walkway and the stairs and the pool, the city of David. And you're going to see a lot more. You're going to see the old city of Jerusalem, which is divided into different sectors. The Arab sector, the Armenian sector, the Jewish sector, the Christian sector. There was a time when Jews and Muslims got along quite well. Christians and Muslims got along quite well. But then with the Islamists, well, basically took over not the entire faith, but a lot of the faith, the terrorists. Things changed forever. When Joe Biden appeases Iran, when he intentionally funds Iran, strengthens their internal secret police forces, strengthens that illegitimate Islamo-Nazi government, because Iran is not Arab, it's Persian. They speak Farsi. They don't speak Arabic. Joe Biden has empowered a police state that slaughters its own people, that tortures its own people, that rapes its young men and young women who dare not to comply with the Islamist government. He has enslaved the people of Iran, has Joe Biden and Blinken. They've risen up twice under Democrat Party regimes in our country, under Obama and Biden, and they did nothing to help them. Zero. Instead, they fund them. They fund them. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Now, that road I was talking about, as you might know, is called the Pilgrimage Road, the Pool of Siloam. And in the New Testament, for Christians, you folks might recall, that is the pool that Jesus used to help the blind see again. It's all right there. Now, what's unique about what you'll see on Blaze when we pull it all together is the extent of which we are permitted to go. The public has not been permitted to go yet because they're still excavating. So we appreciate that. And I hope as I discuss this on radio, you're not enjoying, at least interested in much of this. I'll be right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in America with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, much, much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. My wife Julie and I decided it was time to add more flowering trees to our landscape, and Fast Growing Tree was a great resource for us. A large selection and no hassle ordering or shipping. This spring they have the best deals online, up to half off on selected plants and other deals, and listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. LEVIN. Now that's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code LEVIN. VIN at checkout. FastGrowingTrees.com, code LEVIN. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit FastGrowingTrees.com for details.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We'll try and squeeze in some calls near the end of the program. Right now, it's a pleasure to introduce my friend, our friend, John Andrazik, Mr. Five for Fighting. John, how are you, sir?
Mark, nice to talk to you. I think those words have a little more significance after the events last week. So very nice to talk to you.
All right. Explain to everybody what you mean.
Well, I heard that you might be in Israel last weekend, and I was in Tel Aviv performing at Hostage Square the night of the attack. And we exchanged a few texts. I didn't hoping to get together. But when the rockets started getting intercepted over Jerusalem, I was worried about you. I don't know if you were in a safe room or what you were doing, if you were scared. But, boy, I'm glad you came through it. Thank God for that Iron Dome, right?
Yeah, and you know, I'm being very honest, I wasn't scared. I was ticked off. I got very angry at these bastards doing this crap. And, you know, it may sound ridiculous, my age, where I am, who I am, Americans say, I just felt like hitting back very, very hard. And you know what, John, and you can express what you heard in Tel Aviv. I was in Jerusalem. The Israeli people were not impressed. The Israeli people were furious about what was taking place, and they're sick and tired of this stuff going on from Hezbollah and Hamas and all the rest of it. What was your impression?
And they're incredibly brave. You know, before yes. I played Hostage Square that night, they made an announcement basically saying, if a missile attacks, this is what you do. Nobody left. Not one person left. I was ready to run to my safe room. And after the show, I walked off stage, and they're like, yeah, you have to be in your safe room by 11 tonight. And I'm like, all right, everybody, let's go. It's 8:30. They're like, no, let's go to dinner first. I'm like, they're different breed, Mark. You know, they're a different breed. They're brave. They live life. They understand joy. And you see why they've kind of like for 2,000 years overcome this evil that is Hamas, that is Iran, that is basically surrounded them. So that really stuck with me after kind of my experience there.
Now, John, you've been very supportive of the Ukrainian people, the Israeli people. Have you been concerned, like I have, of sort of an odd ideological, sort of weird viewpoint, which is, well, screw Iran, we've done enough, and as far as Israel goes, well, you know, why is that any of our business? Does that concern you? You see this as a growing sort of movement in this country?
I think we've all lost our mind. The theme of my song "Okay" is we're not okay. Something's deeply broken in all our moral institutions. You know, certainly the media has become in many ways Hamas propagandists. Certainly our college campuses are just raging with anti-Semitism, of course, and we have, you know, the Rashida Tlaibs of the world. So I don't understand. I don't understand how the world has found this kind of moral equivalency, the oppressor, the oppressee, all of this kind of dogma and indoctrination. And, you know, the first word of my song is this is a time for choosing, because if we don't stand up for what's good, what's right, we don't stand up for Israel, we don't stand up for Ukraine, this all started with Afghanistan, then we're going to lose this. We're going to lose this freedom, this democracy. It's not guaranteed. And that's one reason I went to Israel. You know, when that song came out and Israel shared my video, I got thousands of emails from Israelis, you know, saying thank you because they feel abandoned, because they have been. So I think I'm not Jewish. This is not a Jewish issue. This is a human issue. This is a fight for civilization against those who want to tear it down. The UN is basically a partner to Hamas. Of what kind of world are we living in? And the fact that more people are not outraged and standing up, it's not a political thing, it's a moral thing. And that's why, you know, we have work to do, and the arts has to be part of it. Mark, the music industry has shamed itself historically. On 9/11, after 9/11, Paul McCartney put on the concert for New York. Every icon was there singing for New York, condemning Osama bin Laden. I played my little song, Superman. What's the difference between October 7th and 9/11? It's evil. And the music industry is crickets, crickets, not one word. It's a disgrace. It is a total disgrace. I'm with you on all of this.
Mm-hmm. What got you interested in this sort of thing? Just because you're a red-blooded, patriotic American? Which is enough.
I guess it shouldn't be hard. It's like Afghanistan. You don't abandon your allies. You promise to protect to terrorists. Ukraine. Putin's trying to reconstitute the Soviet Union, you know, committing atrocities in Ukraine. It's like, I grew up under Reagan. It's like, you don't allow that to happen. October 7th, you massacre women, rape women, behead babies. There's no context. So to me, it's very simple. And the fact that people try to contextualize it and excuse it, it's very dangerous. And especially for our kids. Those are the ones who are at risk. And you look at the polls, and many of them support Hamas and Palestine. You look at what's going on at Columbia University right now. That is the next generation. And if we don't take steps to combat that, we're going to lose this. We're going to lose this. So I think the consequences couldn't be more dire. And, you know, the last image of my video is Martin Luther King saying, hey, silence in the face of evil is complicity. And we're sure seeing a hell of a lot of complicity these days.
First of all, it's fantastic. So if people want to see it or get access to it, where do they go?
Yeah, you can just go to OK, Fight for Fighting on YouTube. You could see the video. I just posted my performance at Square and my remarks to the Israelis yesterday. So that's also up there, just Fight for Fighting Hostage Square performance. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty interesting. We were both there. But I'll tell you, I was a lot more nervous than you were. So I'm glad we both came back in one piece.
Can you say, you came in and out a little bit. What's the site again? One more time, Mr. Producer, flopping on all our social sites too, if you would. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, the OK video is on YouTube. It's just Fire for Fighting OK. And the Hostage Square performance is on YouTube also, Hostage Square, Fire for Fighting. The website's fiveforfighting.com, Five for Fighting Music on Instagram. And you know, look, you were very instrumental in my Can One Man Save the World song. And then we were together in Israel when Iran attacked. So, you know, whatever we're doing, I think we're brothers in arms in some respect.
You're a good man, John. You really are. There are a handful in Hollywood, let alone in the music industry, but you're definitely one of them. And remind me not to vacation with you, would you?
Next time I'm just going to have you be my bodyguard.
By the way, I had a bodyguard.
Oh, good.
There's some people who hate my guts, John. I have to be a little careful, I'm told. And so we had a bodyguard there. He was born in America, but he and his family moved from Brooklyn when he was like 5 or 6 years old. And he was a great guy, too. And the Israeli people live this every day with Hezbollah shooting missiles, with Hamas doing what Hamas does, and on and on and on. I don't think that's portrayed properly by the American media, that these are people who are not bothering anybody, and they're told to commit suicide. And I'm very, very troubled by this administration's pretension. That is that they support Israel when they undermine it at every turn. That way they're hoping they get the Jewish vote and the River to the Sea crowd at the same time. I am hoping that their effort to split that baby fails miserably, because there's good and there's evil, there's right and wrong, and there's liberty and tyranny. And if you're not going to stand up for the right side of that now, whether it's in Israel, whether it's Taiwan or Ukraine, then you need to look in the mirror and you need to rethink things. All right, John.
Mark. Thank you for saying that, buddy. You know, our side needs to hear that, too. Republicans need to hear that. It looks like they're going to do Ukraine. And Secretary Blinken's statement of if Israel doesn't change their ways, they may become indistinguishable from Hamas, is the most disgusting statement I've heard by an American politician in my lifetime. And I've heard a lot. So you're right. I think America needs to get on the right side of history as well, because so far, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Israel, we have been a disgrace.
I think those so-called conservatives, and they're not conservatives to me, not in any traditional sense whatsoever, they're out of touch. 80% of the American people support Israel. A significant percentage of the American people do not support Russia against Ukraine. We're not talking about sending anybody money. We're talking about sending them arms. The way it works is the Pentagon has, effectively, in the Treasury Department, when we say we're sending $3 billion for arms, that money is credited to the country. All that construction, the jobs, the development occurs here in the United States, and that's what is actually sent, other than maybe 10%. That's what's actually sent to these countries that do not have industries big enough, Taiwan, Ukraine, or Israel. All right, John, God bless you, my friend. You take care of yourself. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
You're a great patriot. Take care of yourself. He is the best. And I've explained this whole Patriot Missile issue I will over the weekend. Reagan and General Danny Graham was pushing it. Others earlier, but they never got anywhere, talked about the Strategic Defense Initiative, and they were mocked. They were attacked. And the Democrat Party did everything they could to sabotage this. They refused to fund it. They wanted to defund it. They wanted to slash funding to it, even when there was funding. They would apply amendment after amendment after killer amendment. They went public and trashed it. And one of the men who did that in 1986 at the National Press Club was Joe Biden. Joe Biden opposed the Strategic Defense Initiative. He mocked it. He said it was effectively the lowest point in the history of statescraft, attacking Ronald Reagan. Now they wrap themselves in it. But let me tell you a little secret, and you're going to learn more about this on Life, Liberty, and Levin this weekend. Israel has a whole umbrella of missile defense systems that they developed. They developed with the United States. Starting in 1986, Reagan said, you know, they're trying to block us from developing it. They're certainly trying to block us from actually trying out these various systems. So he partners with Israel. Why? Because Israel makes the Silicon Valley look like a joke. They have these geniuses. They have these laboratories. They have these individuals who develop technologies. They have these companies that develop technologies. They urge them to do it.
because they need these technologies. You're talking about 13 million people surrounded by over 200 million, many of whom are the enemy. So they can't win by numbers. They got to win by technology. And so they took this system and they developed what we now call the Iron Dome. And that technology was shared with the United States. Then they developed the Arrow 2 and Arrow 3 systems for more sophisticated missiles. And they've developed the David Sling system, and they are developing a massive laser system, which will be a complete game changer. And they share all that technology with the United States. All of it. It's not a one-way street. They do the same with the jets that they acquire from the United States, the F-15s, the F-16s, even the F-35s. They refurbish them. They add technology to them. Same with the missile systems. Same thing. Same with their tanks. They do the same thing, and they share all that technology with us. Just thought you'd want to know. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now, you all know Kevin Sorbo, great actor, and he's a great producer, too. And he's got this fantastic new documentary coming out, Hollywood Takeover, China's Control in the Film Industry. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
I'm very fine. Good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you. So tell us, I mean, I'm looking at the information about this, and it's very, very important. Tell us about what drove you to create this movie, the individuals who walk us through this movie, and why you decided to do this movie.
Well, I think that since I'm probably the first cancel culture victim of Hollywood before it was a term, about a dozen years ago, my manager and agent said they couldn't work with me anymore because I'm conservative and a Christian. And that's apparently, you know, double leper for them. And I'm very vocal about what I feel about what's going on in Hollywood, the movies that they're doing, and the brainwashing and doing it with, you know, through the media and through the television and the movies that they've been doing for decades. But obviously, the last 15 years have been such a fast pace, blatantly arrogant, and just incredibly bold takeover of everything in our lives. They came to me and asked me if I want to be part of it. I'm very well aware, as you are, of the influence China's had over us, and the influence that they have over Hollywood is massive. They decide what Hollywood can bring to China, and China, of course, is salivating over 1.5 billion people. So they will do anything that Chinese ask them to do, including change movies around to make China look great or just be neutral about it. They don't want anything bashing in China, but they're more than happy to see, let Chinese people see movies that bash America. They have no problem with that whatsoever. And that's why I jumped on board with this. It's a wonderful look. I love documentaries. I've got three more coming out later this year, and it's just been an avenue that I've really found fascinating over the last 10 years. So I've been kind of doing a lot of that as well as the independent movies that I'm doing.
So walk us through this a little bit. What is it that your documentary does here? It looks at different aspects of Hollywood. You have certain individuals who help, you know, journey us through this and provide us with information about it, correct?
Well, there's a number of people you'll certainly know in there. I'm sure you know of Jason Jones, Steve Yates, Christian Toto. There's a number of people you probably talked to yourself, Nick Searcy. Right. So it really follows Chris Fenton. Of course, my wife's in it, too. She wants to make sure that she gets her plug in. Sam's in it as well.
She should.
But, yes, of course. And it really follows the journey, though, of Chris Fenton more than anything. And he's a former Hollywood executive that used to do big blockbuster movies, Iron Man, you know, many other of these $300 million budget movies. And Tiffany Meyer is an investigative news reporter, and she's the one that really guides everybody through this. But it's Chris waking up to the fact that he is now realizing that they're capitulating to everything Chinese is asking them to do. They'll go over there with people like Robert Downey Jr. and feed him with words to say. I mean, you can see Robert in the movie, in the documentary, saying that he feels Chinese. He says, "I love China. It's such a great place. Even when I'm home, I feel like I'm Chinese." I mean, it's weird to see that, you know, that these people are spoon-fed to say these things. And he got off the phone one day, and his wife was overhearing him talking to other executives that he's working with. And he hung up the phone. She looks at him and says, "Do you really want to go down this road? Really? Do you see what you're doing?" And it really woke him up. So he's pretty much banished now, because he's not denying that he was part of the whole thing of really bringing down America's culture. And that's what they want to do. As you know, Andrew Breitbart said it, right? Politics mm-hmm. runs downstream from culture. And he's correct. And the culture is run by Hollywood and the mainstream media. And we see it played out every single day through movies and television. And, I formed Sorbo Studios, SorboStudios.com. We do movies that Hollywood used to do, movies that have hope and love and faith.
Now, I want to hold you over. I want to hold you over the break. Again, if people want to find out about this, where exactly do they go?
They go to HollywoodTakeover.com, HollywoodTakeover.com.
We'll be right back with Kevin Sorbo. This is crucially important because Communist China, believe it or not, folks, we're in a Cold War with them. Oh, yes, we are. They know it. Apparently, we don't. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We're here with Kevin Sorbo, really a documentarian, I guess I could call you. Has a brand new film, Hollywood Takeover, China's Control in the Film Industry. Kevin, anything that you and Chris and Tiffany, who's an investigative news reporter, anything that really popped that you weren't expecting?
You know, not really, because I knew how bad it was going on. I think the biggest pop for me, as you know, the number of the tens of thousands of Chinese crossing our border. I've got a friend that works over in China, and he says to work within there as a Chinese member, as a communist member of China, if you're going to move from one province to another one, there's all kinds of paperwork necessary to do that. Well, I wonder if the communist government of China is the ones shipping all these military age young men across that border right now, and we're just letting them come through. I mean, it's the weirdest thing in the world that look, I read 450,000 acres of farmland was sold to China. It's probably more than that. But they're not planting food for Americans. They're planting food for them back in their own country. And we're allowing this because we have such an amazingly greedy country that will sell our soul and sell our country. And Hollywood is doing the same thing because of the 1.5 billion people over there. There was a great Ricky Gervais, who was hosted, I think, 4 or 5 years in a row of the Golden Globes. And he gets up there in front of all the Hollywood elite, all the A-list actors, producers, directors, all there in the first 3-4 rows. And he says, "You guys are such whores that if ISIS had a film fund, you'd all sign up for it."
Yeah, right.
People laughed nervously in the crowd. But we know that it's true. They would. And that's the trouble we have going on right now.
So Communist China is in Hollywood. Communist China is in our colleges and universities with the Confucius Institute. I would argue Communist China is in the Oval Office, having bought and paid for the Biden family.
Yep.
And they're spreading their money. They are insinuating themselves into our industries, into our technologies, into academia. What in the hell? How do we allow this to happen? I mean, I understand that it's really one party and one ideology that allows this to happen. But if we don't start unraveling this, them and Qatar and all the rest of them, we're going to lose our country, aren't we?
Well, we got to wake up the lions. The sheep are going to be sheep. I mean, it's incredible that people are so complacent. I think that apathy is the biggest killer in America right now. People go, "Oh, well, what can we do?" I honestly believe that our government is worse now than the British monarchy was when we went to the Revolutionary War over a 2-cent sales tax. I mean, it's gotten so much worse now, and yet we just, every day, we just let them take another inch. Oh, it's not asking. This is one more thing we got to do. And before you realize it, decades have gone by, and they've taken miles and miles and miles away from our freedoms. And we're losing all those freedoms every single day, and people are sitting around not doing anything about it. And I got to say, a lot of it comes with the same things that are happening with the Republican side of the people we put in office. Wake up. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is crazy what's going on. And I think one of the, I look at public education as obviously just as bad as anything else. When Bill Maher came out last month, and I'm sure you saw this, he said, "Don't send your kids to American universities." And I thought, wow, even Bill's waking up, because Bill's probably more of a JFK Democrat than what's going on with the Democrat Party today. It's just crazy what they're doing, and we're letting them do it. Homeschool, I think one of the blessings of COVID was 2 million more kids are now homeschooling. But we've got to get these kids to wake up. I think the majority of under 30-year-olds think socialism and Marxism is a good thing. And it's just, they have no idea what the road they're going down and how they're destroying this country. And when they do, they're going to scratch their heads and go, see, what happened? I guess it's the Republicans' fault.
That's Kevin Sorbo. Man, you ought to run for office or something. But why ruin your family? You know, you don't want to put them through that. Fantastic new documentary, Hollywood Takeover, China's Control in the Film Industry. Go to HollywoodTakeover.com. That's HollywoodTakeover.com. Kevin Sorbo, thank you for doing this. Thank you for your patriotism. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much. SorboStudios.com. All the answers are right there, sir.
SorboStudios.com. SorboStudios.com. All right. Take care, brother. There he goes. Two great people in entertainment. I wanted you to hear from both of them. I want to talk particularly to union members out there. Obviously, all blue-collar workers, but especially union members. You have union bosses that want you to vote Democrat. They want you to vote for Biden. And I want you to ask yourselves a question. Really, what has Biden done for you? The borders are wide open. Millions of people are coming across the border, including men. Men who can work and challenge your lifestyle and challenge your ability to provide for your families. It used to be that in the Democrat Party that they opposed illegal immigration, that they wanted to secure the border in order to protect union members. I'm talking about private sector union members, not government workers who are always protected. The steel industry, the aluminum industry, assembly lines. He's destroying the auto industry with his pathetic EV vehicles while he's funding the communist Chinese. He's always funding the communist Chinese, whether it's through Iran and oil sales or EV, where they sell us all the minerals and the materials. Borders wide open. So communist China makes money with the drug cartels on fentanyl. Communist China loves Joe Biden. But I ask my union member friends, so many of you listen to this program. This man doesn't give a crap about you any more than he gives a crap about anybody else. And he goes to the union halls and people are gathered there and he tells you, well, he's for unions. Yeah, yeah. He's for the unions. No, he's not. He's not for American workers, union or non-union. He's not for American industry. So here is Biden. Yes, here's Biden at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Conference. And what's interesting is home ownership is now at the lowest level it's been in years. Years. So blue-collar workers, union workers, and others who build homes. You need electricians, you need plumbers, you need bricklayers, you need construction workers, you need roofers, you need people who lay asphalt. All the trades come into play. All the trades come into play when you're building a home. And so it's important that the home ownership in this country is vibrant. Now he says he's going to build 7 million new... The hell does he think he is? Mussolini? I think he does. You don't build homes because the government says you build homes. He's destroying you guys. He's destroying you. Truckers. That rig you're driving is going to be outlawed through the Environmental Protection Agency regulations. These trucking companies are going to go broke. This is insanity. This is the radical Marxist left. They don't care about unions. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about American jobs. Biden wants to have it both ways. You need to help us stop him. I'm talking to you union members in the private sector, you tradesmen in particular. We need your help. You need to help us stop him. He's destroying our economic system. He can go on about the rich all he wants. Inflation is through the roof. That's not about the rich. That's about hardworking Americans. were having trouble meeting their, paying their bills and meeting their expenses. It's not about the rich. He is the rich. He's all lined up with the rich. The billionaires are backing him. That's how he's raised like $200 million already. But here he is in Pennsylvania, my home state. We'll go to cut 15, Mr. Producer. Go.
Building an economy from the middle out, the bottom up.
Nobody knows what the middle out and bottom up means. He doesn't. And who cares how it's built? As long as it's built, it creates good American-paying jobs. What is the middle up, bottom out? What is he, Marx? He's a Marx wannabe. What kind of stupid guy? We're going to build it from the middle out and the bottom up. No, you're going to build it with capital. Creating economic environmental conditions where people can actually develop things, create things, invest in things so they can hire people. People don't create businesses to hire people. They need to create businesses that become successful, so they have to hire people in order to retain or maintain their success. And build up, bottom out. It's a guy that's never created a single job in his life, union or non-union. Go ahead.
Wow. Not the top down, because when you do that, the poor have a ladder up. The middle class does very well.
Not the top down, the middle out, the bottom up. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. We had an industrial revolution with the bottom up, the middle out, the front in the back, and the back's in the front. He has no friggin' idea how to create a single private sector job, let alone protect them. The border's wide open. Your jobs are a risk. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I won't be here Monday because it's Passover, as we say, Pesach. But after Monday, my absences will be few and far between. Over the course of the last 6 weeks or so, here and there, I've had to leave the bunker for various occasions. But there'll be very rare occasions, and there typically are very rare occasions when I do so. Anyway, here we go. For you, America.
week is officially over. The weekend begins right now. Please don't forget Life, Liberty, and a Levin Saturday and Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. A Levin Surge. Set your DVRs so you never miss it, folks. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel. We salute our truckers. We salute the freedom fighters all over the world in Ukraine and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Good night, Spritey and Griffey. Good night, Pepsi and Smokey. Good night, Zelda and Gigi and Indy and Patton and Rory. Good night, little Barney. And good night, Marty. And so many of you beautiful little babies. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Leo. Good night, Joe. Good night, Teddy. Good night, Bernie. We're trying to hold down the fort here. And we do it in your honor. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.